Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, it's a very pleasant opportunity to be here this morning, here in the old clerk's office at the historic Clay County Courthouse, which is still standing after we're getting close to 150 years for it to be a standing. And even though she has begun to show her age a little bit, she's still here and still pretty sturdy, and it's a pleasure being here. We've got our fireplace going. It hasn't kicked on high this morning, so it's not hardly as cold as it has been some mornings. We had a little rain last night, but as I said, we're always a pleasant day when we can start off this way, and we'd like to, of course, take this opportunity to welcome everyone that's listening to us so you can reach back and get that second or third cup of coffee, call your neighbors and tell them it's this time again, and remind you that this program here is through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Committee and all of the great businesses here in Clay County that help to support this. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, you need to give a call at the major office, and they can fix you right up with a special. And also remind folks that we do a little birthday and anniversary thing each Thursday here, where we give away a birthday cake. And also another reminder that we're live and in living color right now here on WVFB FM 101.5 from right here in the heart of Salina, Tennessee. And we'll be rebroadcast this season at the regular time, because I think Monroe County's girls, they're playing in the Class A state tournament up in Kentucky, but they're on at 7 o'clock tonight. So we'll precede that. We might have some more listeners tonight on the rebroadcast, since everybody's going to tune in to hear the basketball game. And with our, we'll talk a little bit about our sports stuff here just a little bit, and the governor's last order on attendance to games, some of those things. And then, like I said, Mayor Tanya Spears is here with us this morning, and we're going to talk about, we'll do a little rundown on the past year and all the way everything has run as smoothly as it has here for the last year, and some of the things we've got coming up. I know we've got some major things that happened here in Salina last year, besides just the coronavirus, and we're so grateful that we have finally put 2020 behind us, and hopefully that a year from now we'll be able to say what an enjoyable year this one is going to be. But with that, I think we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll have a couple of maybe news items, and we might mention a little bit about our COVID, which, we're still very, very concerned about that, and we'll do that just in a minute. But right now, let's take a few minutes, and we'll be back just in a bit.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, Madam Mayor, see, we're going to have to start calling our female lady officials now Madam, I think, because we have Madam Vice President now.
That is proper.
Yes. We've got a few female governors here in the country now, and you know it's great to have that fresh perspective sometimes.
Sure.
And you know sometimes those of us that have always considered ourselves the head of the household kind of thought we were the We were in charge of everything, but we down deep, we always knew that there was someone behind us that was poking us, that kind of directed us sometimes. But, Tanya, it's great to have you here with us this morning, and we're going to get into some discussion. I know you brought you some notes with you, and I know we're kind of going along with the COVID thing, and we're not bringing in more than one guest usually unless it's people that are have been closely associated. So we're going to stay here and we're going to talk a little while today. We may wander off on a lot of things, but I want to begin with, I know a couple of things that of interest to all of our folks here that enjoy going and watching our high school basketball teams. The governor did, he issued it went into effect yesterday, and I think it was executive order number 74. Executive order number 70, it allows our high school athletics to continue, but the spectators were very, very strictly regulated. But he did increase that a little bit. It began with the parents and the household members of the players, and then some of the school administrators, just people that are just barely necessary, but. People like college scouts or high school scouts and the press were allowed in. But this past week, they have kind of expanded a little bit. And now grandma and grandpa have been added to that list, which is very important to our folks that wanted to come out and see our teams. But and also maybe since some athletic officials, three things that changed it just a little bit. But we're hoping at the end, I don't know how long he extended this one, but hopefully at the end of this, when we kind of get this thing under a little bit better control, we'll be able to allow more folks to come and enjoy the great high school basketball season that we're having right now. And in that, I know our girls basketball team is tied now for the second spot in the girls race for the district regular season championship. And our boys are the number one team in our district, being undefeated. And right now their overall record is 13-2. And at the last statewide ranking of Class A schools, they were ranked number two in the state. So that's great. And we also have games coming up this weekend. And we have come up with a way where you can watch those at home and some of them on the road. We do have a YouTube channel. The high school does, and you can go on there and do a little search on, I think it's on CCHS Media, and if the game is going to be on live, that you can tune in, and there is live play-by-play on that, which I get to be a little part of, so remind you of that. So if you're on the road, I think some of our schools are subscribing to the National Federation of High Schools, which also does some live video feeds off some of our games. I know one that's coming up is our game down in Jackson County. So even though you can't be there in person, there are ways that you are able to see the basketball games. And let's see, with that, I think that catches us up on that. We talked about our COVID cases. I know I'm looking here at the chart now, and it has we peaked up pretty good the week after the Christmas get-together for a little bit. But then after that, we've kind of, our little curve, as they say, doesn't have much of a curve in it right now. So it's kind of leveling out. So hopefully, and along that same line, I do know that our health department here, they are still administering vaccine for those with serious health conditions and those over the age of 75. And I think they've gotten the teachers, the emergency workers, those necessary people, I think they've got those taken care of. And coming up pretty soon, hopefully, will be those that are 65 and over. And, you know, we're eventually going to make it down and get everyone vaccinated and get this thing under control. But with that, I guess, good morning.
Well, good morning.
And I had one more thing. I told Mayor Tonge a few minutes ago, I had one little bit of news which I thought she kind of thought it was pretty neat. This is the day that the first time in the United States history that sewer systems were separated from drainage systems, and it happened in Memphis, Tennessee. And I know, Mayor, that still continues to be a problem today, is keeping sewers and drainage separated.
Yeah, always.
But with that, I know you've got some things you want to report to us on, about what's happened or what's going to happen here in the city of Salina.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would just like to say that, you know, even though we have had a strange last year, we have continued to move forward in at City Hall with our projects and trying to keep our infrastructure, trying to keep everything moving, and it's been a little tough, but you know we're moving forward, and we've started the last couple of weeks. We started with our new radio frequency water meters. What that is where our we can have one person going out in a truck with their computer, and they just drive by, and that collects the readings. That no longer, you know, the individual won't have to get out, bend down, and do that manually, which will cut back on time, and it's just a whole lot better situation for our workers and the folks in the office as well.
It frees them up for you to give them more assignments.
Sure.
Than different things.
Yes. Sure does, yeah.
And I think, you know, our electric company has been doing that for a number of years with
their
electric
have.
Meters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether our gas company does that or not. I'm not sure on whether they still have to walk up and read them. I'm not sure either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, with that, we're excited about getting those in and get that grant closed out. that particular grant started back in 2019. But we'll hopefully get that one closed out in the hopes of, which we've already started the process of another CDBG, which that the water system rehab was a CDBG grant. And we've already started the process of applying for another CDBG. We're just past the hearing phase, and that will be for the sewer rehab.
That's been a thorn in your side ever since you said I do.
Just as soon as, pretty much my first set down was with the state, and they came and gave me an update on where we were and where we needed to be. And we sit down with our engineers, and there is a corrective action plan, and we're just slowly. Everything takes time. That's one of the things about grants, and you know, you just have to keep pushing in the right direction, and things are slow, but we will get there.
Well, you know, and Tanya, I know at the physical location of the city of Salina is on the river. And we know that, you know, that's one of our major attractions is the convergence of the river here.
Right.
And people, you know, fishing and enjoying the Obi and the Cumberland. But it also means that the environmental folks pay very close attention to cities, towns, subdivisions that are located where there's a chance that there might be a sewage leak into one of our waterways. And that makes it pretty difficult. And also the Wetlands Act is another thing I know that you have to deal with. You're within the city limits of Salina.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. We've had, you know, of course, everyone, we've had some overflows. Of course, we've had a lot of, in the spring, seem like we have a whole lot of rain. And you have that water infiltration into your system, which is over, it's like an overload, you know, and then it has to go somewhere, and, you know, so, but we're working on it, and we will get that corrected.
And it does seek the lowest level, doesn't it?
Sure does.
You know, and another thing that we have here that is kind of neat in one way, too, is that we do have a number of small branches or creeks that actually run through the city limits of Salina, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And I know we have one pretty good one that comes down in front of the medical building out here, Copeland's Medical Building, down through there, that is basically just, when it comes to big rain, it's an open creek down through there, isn't it? It does cause a little flooding down at the lower end of that there, down towards Slime Lumber Company in that way sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
And there's not a whole lot we can do about that, is there?
No, not really. You know, it's going to seek the path of the least resistance.
And that's nature's way.
It is.
You know, sometimes we can control, but it's hard to make water flow up here.
Right, and if it normally flows one way and you try to divert it, that you can't, you pretty much can't.
You create more problems sometimes than you help to solve.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. some things I thought I never would have to know, but that's why I'm here, and I want to gain all the knowledge I can in order to make the best decisions and try to get our little town shaped up.
Okay, now we got the next thing you got there.
Let's see. What do I want to talk about here? Oh, and of course another thing about talking about our streets and our roads. I have actually, back in July of 2020, we were awarded the TDOT Rural Planning Initiative, which RUPI for short, and that's for resurfacing and striping plan. And actually, we're going to be pairing up with Jackson County and Gainesboro. They also received the same grant, and we're in the process now of requesting proposals from consultants. And, of course, that, like I said, everything takes so much time, but you know, when you talk about paving streets, I've found out that it's sort of hard to get grants for street paving. Most of the time you have to borrow that money.
Right.
You need street. But, you know, what we were, ideally, it would be to get all our water lines and sewer lines that happen to run under those streets, mainly water lines, get those, you know, updated, and then you pave your street, because you know you don't want to pave your street and then no time, you know, you're out there digging up the pavement, and But anyway, that will take some time, but that first is to plan what areas, and when we do get the consultant, that's when we'll figure out what we need to do next.
And, you know, with city streets are typically much more narrow than the highway right-of-ways. And when you try to make improvements of things, well, like sidewalk improvement, anything, like you run into the fact that you're going to have to come by and you're going to have to purchase property in order to, you know, if, you know, with the regulation of a sidewalk now that has to be so many feet wide and all these type things.
Yeah.
And the first thing you look at, somebody owns the land, you'd have to go, and right down through the middle of it, about ever so many yards, is a big light pole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, it's not just the fact that, you know, hey, we'd like to come in and widen out Mitchell Street, since that's where our school's at, and we got school buses and parents and things. It's nearly impossible to widen a lot of those streets, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And with that being said, of course, back in May of 2020, we were awarded the TDOT Multimodal Access Grant for sidewalks. And, you know, that's will be down Brown Street. And speaking of the wide sidewalks, you know, that's something that will happen hopefully here in the near future.
And there's a few places in there where there are natural bottlenecks in there where there's not any soil or filling on either side of the street.
It would have to be filled in. Yeah. Initially, it was going to be on one side of the street, you know, where the hospital, not hospital, the post office side of the street. Now the plan is for the other side of the street. So, you know, there's a lot of things that factor in what you can do, what you can't do, what you need to do, et cetera.
Well, let me ask you that. If that came to be, would the city still be able to maintain and keep the narrow sidewalk on the other side, and we'd have a dual path down through there?
Well, you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about that, but I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that would really be a relief,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we would have a two-lane sidewalk.
Yeah, of course, the other one I think is going to be, what, 5 feet, I think?
Yeah, I think
5
that,
feet, yeah.
And, of course, as we know, most of the utility poles, if you're going out toward the high school, they're on the left-hand side there, so it's going to leave a little bit more leeway there.
Right, that was probably factored into that decision.
And what, do you have any idea when this may come to fruition and we see some concrete poured on that?
It will probably still be a little while yet. But, you know, like I said, everything seems to move slow. But, you know, as long as you're making progress, any progress is good.
Was that the same thing about where we get the crosswalks and things like that here downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And then that, once again, you run into something there, you know, and you go to a lot of the town, well, like you go up and toward the mountains up in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, they've got like brick crosswalks, so everybody has, you know, knows they're there and everything. But that's a major drawback to a sidewalk or a highway to throw run a brick across it.
Well, actually, I think that the process now is stamped. It's not
actually brick.
It's stamped and it looks like brick.
Right.
Yes. So it's there's a lot of things out there, I as well thought, oh, those are brick, and had a closer look, and it's stamped, and they're really nice.
Yeah. With the addition of that, there's not a break in the highway there now.
Right.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute. And I think maybe before we go to break now, I'll go ahead and, even though we're not hardly halfway through the hour yet, go ahead and read our birthdays and anniversaries for today. Celebrating birthdays this past week, Mr. Tommy Denton on the 16th. And then let's see, I think a couple of days ago, maybe Brenda and Gary Watson out on Pea Ridge celebrated a wedding anniversary, and I think maybe Brenda's aunt, Liz Brown, called that one in. And also, let's see, on the 20th, Miss Joey Henson celebrated a birthday. And then on the 20th also, our neighbor across the street from the store over there, Miss Kathy Merritt, celebrated her birthday on the 20th. Miss Betsy Holtham on the 18th, and Mr. James Hamilton on the 19th, and Mr. Larry Comer celebrated a birthday this week. They didn't give me the date, and of course my handy dandy answering machine doesn't say it says call in on Monday, but I didn't I didn't find time to run back and see the exact day on that date, but we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday, and that we will be drawing out a number here in a little bit, and you can, I think the chamber office now, you can go, if it happens, if it says close on the door, I think now if you knock on the door and put your mask on, that they will come up, if it happens to be closed, and hand your little Dairy Queen certificate out, where you can go over and exchange that for one of those great tasting ice cream cakes. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. The Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you're worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing type or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Madam Mayor, you know, I'm going to get used to that, because we do have now the number two spot in the country is now Madam Vice President.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were lucky enough and found a channel on TV yesterday, you could have watched all the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Saying that kind of in jest, because I think it was hard to find anything off of Discovery that wasn't, and most of Discovery's channels were on the inauguration, which we'd like to say went very well, and lots of interesting people there, lots of interesting ideas, and, you know, hopefully as a nation, we can unite and fight all of the problems that we have, not just the coronavirus, but all the other problems that we're subjected to each day that's going on now in this country. And I think we have just a little spark of light, and hopefully it's just going to get bigger and bigger before this year's out. Now back to you, Mayor. I'm off my soapbox.
Okay. Well, I would like to mention Donelson Park. As you know, we did sign that lease the latter part of last year. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be down there doing a little bit of cleanup on the edge of the tree line. I'm going to clean up around down there. And, there's some fallen old dead trees on the edge of the tree line that we're going to get those up. And also,
we're going to get it where we can walk around and see the river from the path. A few places, maybe.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's clearing out old undergrowth.
Yeah, yeah. And with that being said, we may need some volunteers.
Well, that's something that if we can get the word out, I think usually we have folks that'll come out and help do things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's just getting it all lined up. But first thing on the agenda for February, we're going to be forming a park and recreation board for the city, and of course that they're big zeroing in on Donelson Park, and I'd like to put it out there that if anyone would be interested in being on any board, you know, that we have, you know, to call City Hall or you can email me directly at SalinaMayor@twlakes.net.
And let me ask you a question about that. Do you have to be a resident of the city to serve on these boards, some of these volunteer boards, or can, you know, an interesting citizen outside the city, can they come in and be maybe an ex officio or something or other on there?
I would think so.
Take all the help you can
yes,
get.
Yes, yes. Sometimes you have to reach a little far and wide sometimes to, but, you know, of course we want to, just putting that out there, you know, we would like for folks to, you know, step up and become involved, you know, give me your ideas, you know, and let's all work on it together and make it happen.
Maybe sometime when we can have a big county-wide meeting and talk
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
things like that, because that is a major attraction, or it's going to be,
yes.
I feel quite sure, for not only the city of Salina, but the county of Clay.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That, you know, once the word gets out that what a beautiful park we have here with some of the improvements and some of the different activities that are, some of them that are things that are going to be coming back, some of the new things that may be available to be done down there,
mm-hmm.
It's a matter. A whole lot of it is getting the word out to people that it's here. I know there's it's even limited now here in Clay County. People realize, you know, what that park is, the walking path down there, the beauty
mm-hmm.
of it, the available things there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, you know, getting some signage out there. I think I stepped on your toes there for a second about signage.
No.
But that's something coming up too. I know you want to talk about
yeah.
it. Go ahead and finish up on the park.
Yes. Of course, you're talking about signage. I've been in the process of ordering some new signs to be placed down there. The shelters, of course, the shelters need some work, and we will get to that. And used to, you would go on the Corps site and you would lease those for the day or whatever and reserve. And with that, we also, the city, we have a website, but it's a little slim. But I've been in the process for several months now. We will be launching a new website probably in the next couple, 3 months. And you'll be able to go there and you'll be able to see our ordinances and things. I've been working with MTAS to get all those codified where they can be put on a website and you can pull up and see, you know, what our ordinances are. You know, you don't have to, it's available for you. And there'll also be a page for Donelson Park where you can go on and reserve the pavilion. And so it's going to be more It's going to be a better size.
And, Kendra, that's also, you know, you're saying reserve there. But, you know, haphazard, you can always take your chance down there and bring your picnic basket down spend the day. Realizing that we'd like to think it would be booked up every day, everywhere, but we do know that's not going to happen. So think that just because that if you want to make sure you have it a day, the way to do that is to, you know, reserve it. Yes. But if you just want to take your chance to come over and bring the picnic baskets and the youngins over, let them play on the playground equipment, that's going to be available just basically any day, 365 days a year.
Right. We may cut back on our winter hours, you know, but in the summer, you know, yes, come any time, bring a blanket. We have plenty of room.
And what about our outdoor cooking facilities there, our grills and things? Is that one of the things that need to be updated?
Well, actually,
are they in pretty good shape?
They are. They have, the Corps had already updated those, and that's good. They're updated and fairly new.
That's great. So you know, it's just waiting for you to come use it as soon as the weather breaks, or anytime.
And also, the plan is around March to go ahead and get the new playground equipment installed. And at that time, you know, I would like to have some kind of, you know, of course, depending on what's going on with COVID and all that, but I would love to have some kind of grand reopening of the park and have some kind of celebration, because I think it's something to celebrate.
Is there anything, maybe to try to come up with just a little bit of additional name to the park or something that kind of associates it with the city here?
Yes, possibly. Maybe we can come up with that if somebody has any ideas. You know?
Okay, and also along the line with the park, I guess this might be a good time, but the Archery Club folks.
Yes. They have four events planned down there, and the first one I think is about the middle of March. That's about the middle of March for that.
And if you trying to follow that a little bit on, I think their face, the what is the Tentucky? Tentucky, the older one for something. The Tuckasee thing, which you know, that we are involved with, Kentucky and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. If you've looked on their Facebook site or some of their social media places, after we have one of those meetings down there, that all of the positive remarks and feedback on there, that how many people didn't realize that this place was here. People from all over Kentucky and Tennessee, you know, that are saying, hey, I'm going to go back there because I didn't know that was there. Said it's one of the most beautiful places, parks we've ever been, that nobody knew anything about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I do know that that's brought a whole big bunch of positive remarks about the park before the city took it over.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have done a good job of laying a groundwork of making this, you know, statewide and even a little more regional-wide knowledge of this place. Okay. What we got next?
I'm going to mention this briefly. Through the help with the chamber from them and the county, we are going to have some new banners to display downtown. But that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to, you know, I want it to be sort of a little bit of a surprise. I mean, it's just a little something that we can put up year-round, you know, instead of the seasonal banners. But eventually, you know, it would be nice if we could get some seasonal banners and continue with beautification and town cleanup, some signage coming into town, which, you know, I did get a grant for that.
Oh, I'm on that line. I've got to get a hold of Andrew Walker and get him to bring the bucket truck down and get our big reeds down.
The reeds down, yeah.
And this year, too, with our greenery round, look, it has lasted tremendously this year, but it's now time to I guess, clean. It's going to be time for the beautification and for someone to come maybe put some flowers back in the pot again.
Yeah.
And that's going to be with us here before long.
Yes, and I actually, myself, I was going to, I have some starts of some landscape planning that I intend to put up at the triangle this year. That way I don't have to buy it. You know, you can start it. You know, anytime we can save a dime, you know, we need to try to save. And That's in some seeds to start some plants and such as that. But it all really, it's all part of a large, much larger picture, because you never know who's visiting your town and who may be looking for an area to maybe start a business or bring in some kind of a factory. And with that being said, I have spoke to a gentleman who is looking at the area, and he likes this area. He was here 3 years ago, so that's wonderful. But with that said, you know, you never know who's looking at you, so we need to have our Sunday best on, you know.
I don't know, not nitpicking anyone, but sometimes the banners that a local business will put out are more detrimental than really helpful, you know, where we've got the big banners hanging out across the street for one particular business. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of the things like that, there needs to be some standardization on that, and things that you can do and can't do.
Well, actually, you know, the city does have a sign ordinance. We do. But one of the things that I've been trying to do, and we've already started on this, is actually the city itself has, you may have a post has stop sign on it. Well, there may be another post 2 feet away that has our street signage. You know, I'm like, okay, let's get rid of one of those posts. Let's combine this, because there's too much clutter. We need to clean it up a little and not be so, you know, so much unused post, et cetera, all through town.
That is something that you do notice when you come in, that it's really hard sometimes to see what's coming in front of you, because there are too many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it also seems like that when we do have like a standardized sign, that it's hard to read sometimes because the location of it and all the things around it then.
Right.
And all of that type of thing. But it seems like if you put a sign up, for some reason folks think that it means that, hey, it's free, I can come put anything I want to around it. And also, I know it's a problem for after elections and things, to get folks to come by and pick their placards back up, or folks that'll go out that'll hang up a yard sale sign and forget about it for about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, there's actually that's a temporary sign, and there's a time frame you're supposed to come back and pick those up, but it doesn't always happen. But you know,
you don't have a sign sheriff here.
No, we don't.
And that type of thing. But, you know, sometimes it's the little things that folks coming into this place for the first time notice, some of the little things and not the great big things. And I know that the great big thing we all enjoy is the fact that when you come into Saline, it's hard to miss where we're sitting here. That the court has to, everyone sees that first. And of course, the next big thing is to get them to stop, take a look at it on the inside, which means, you know, it needs to be manned more. It needs quite a bit of repair work and things like that on it. And hopefully sometime in the future, you know, that this, in the very near future, some of these things will take place. And I do know that there's going to be the Tennessee Music Byway. There is a sign I think it's already on site, that if we ever get to the point where we can put it up and have a celebration, recognizing Dumas Walker from the Kentucky Headhunter song.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things that's going to go on the Tennessee Music Byway. So, you know, we'll be listed as, you know, the home of Dumas Walker, who was made famous by the Kentucky Headhunter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of waiting to where when we get past some of the COVID stuff, we can have a little crowd here and do that. And then also we're thinking maybe that in the second round that there will be another county that was born and raised here, and that would be Lola Jean Dillon, the songwriter,
mm-hmm.
that she's going to be recognized on that. And also we still haven't heard from our historic byway thing. I don't know where we're going to get national recognition for the Cumberland Historic Byway that runs from here up to the Cumberland Gap. So we're still, I think, waiting on things like that. But there are a number of things that are going to give Salina some national recognition other than Dale Hollow Lake, which we know right now is, you know, that is major all over the United States and the world.
Yeah.
But we got to get them to slow down here when they come through.
Well, that's just sort of like my my slogan for Salina: on the river, on the way. You know, stop in and see us.
You know, that there's so much history here on the river, so much history in this building here where we're sitting.
Yes.
You know, that the home courthouse of a Nobel Peace Prize winner, mm-hmm. something that we have never emphasized. And I know that, you know, the folks up in Pickett County, that they claim that, you know, that's Cordell. They've got the museum there. They've got all kinds of state support and things. But probably Cordell Hull may have spent more time here in Clay County and was more influenced by Clay County than he was by anything that happened in, well, he actually wasn't born in Pickett County. He was part of Overton County at that time. But, and I think maybe his parents are buried here in Salina. So, you know, there's lots of things associated with him. And I know we just went through this year. This was the 75th anniversary, I believe, of when he received the Nobel Peace Prize. And I think there was a kind of a state celebration, but we didn't get to be involved in it because I guess most folks don't realize that the importance of this building here.
We may need to change that.
Well, that, you know, hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. I think we'll take a little short break, let you look over your notes and come back. We still got quite a bit of time, and we'll be right back in a minute.
All right.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. And now, once again, remind folks that this will be rebroadcast at 6 o'clock this evening. And also, there is a wealth of recordings of these on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site. So you can go there and listen to some of the older ones there. I think they're listed on there by date. They probably ought to go in there and take time to put who the guests were that day so you can actually really bear down on it, pick out someone. But those things were there, and we thank them for doing that. And once again, we want to really show our appreciation for all of the merchants here in the county, in the city, that that helped sponsor this and make it possible. And I know we need more sponsors at all times, and this show does go out to quite a few people, and it's not that expensive, and I know radio broadcasting supposedly is not as good as it once was, but there are a lot of folks that turn that radio on in the house and just listen to it and not look at the tube all day, every day. But with that, Tanya, I know you've got a couple of more things that you want to talk about, the city business a little bit.
Yes, one of the things I wanted to mention, of course, we do have a Facebook page, and we try to put out things out there for informational purposes. And one of the things that we put lately is, if it hasn't rained in a while and you see some water standing and it's a little suspicious or whatever, please give us a call. Just call City Hall and let us know, that because there could possibly be a water leak. And, with our telemetry systems, they can detect, if a water tank is losing water and it's unusual, then we know we have a leak out there somewhere. It can take the guys, it has taken them up to 2 weeks sometimes to pinpoint a leak, and sometimes it takes a lot longer. But with that tip and that information, that way they can go out and look in that area, and that possibly could be a leak that we've been out there searching for. So, and in the end, that helps everyone, not just the people. It's possibly, you may not, maybe some low water pressure, but please notify us if you do see anything like that out in the field.
Let me ask you a quick, what kind of infrastructure do we have underground here? The water lines, I know we read and hear like there are the old cast lines that are still in place some places. We don't have anything like that for water lines, do we here?
Well, not that I'm aware of. There's so much in the ground, and, of course, me just being here short term, as I've been, but there is...
Are there engineering drawings of the water system?
They are. There are some. We need those updated, though. We do need those updated. Our engineer that we use, they have the maps, and then actually the city maps that we have, they do need to be updated, which, of course, that takes time and
money.
Something we need to do, one of the many, many things, that we're working on getting taken care of.
Okay.
And there is a position that's going to be open as city recorder position, and I would like to encourage anyone that would like to apply for that to please do so. We've had that on our web, actually on our Facebook page, been sharing that, the job description's on there. If you've read over it, and there's quite a lot of duties on there, and also, if you think you're interested but you're not sure if you're qualified, give us a call and talk to us. Talk to Shannon. Just need somebody to apply for that, and we'd like to put that out there. Is that the dinner bell?
Well, I think it's somebody. wanting to sell me a Medicare plan.
Or a car warranty extension.
Yeah, or a car warranty. Yeah. I had one the other day that called and wanted to do a bumper-to-bumper on my vehicle, and I said, told him that my vehicle didn't. It just wasn't eligible for that anymore. The front bumper fell off of it. So, but you know, sometimes it's great to know that somebody out there knows we're still alive.
Yeah,
kicking.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let me ask you this: the various departments you have there, the city water department. Do you have who is in charge of that now, Tanya?
Well, let's see. As far as in charge, we have Dusty Adams. And Dusty, of course, he goes out in the field, and they go out and work on these water lines. And a lot of times, you know, if it's one close by, I'll get in the car and I'll go check it out. And I thought, okay, you know, guys, tell me what you're doing, because you know, I think we need to learn all we can about, you know, what your employees do, what they're faced with every day. And
how about our chief of police now?
Chief of police?
Is who?
That's Terry Scott.
Okay.
Mr.
He's been there
Scott.
Pretty good while.
He's been there a while. Yes, he has.
How many members of city police force do we have?
How many? Oh, there's probably about five, six, something like that. Yeah.
And other departments in our sewer plant?
Yeah, we usually just have, right now we have two individuals down there at the plant. We have a pond system, and it's I've had to learn about the two different kinds of. There's just like a sludge system. Anyway, you know, that's interesting in itself. We got a couple down there, and we have three in our actual water plant.
Okay. All right. I just got a message in my ear saying that we probably need to cut this off a couple of minutes short so we don't lose it when they switch over to the ball game tonight.
All right.
And with that, I guess, if you'll reach in there and pull me out a number, we'll give away one of our birthday cakes.
Sure will.
Looked like the winner of the birthday cake today is Joy Hansen.
All
congratulations,
right.
Joy. You can come over by the chamber office and pick up the gift card that you can take over to the Dairy Queen and get one of those delicious cakes. And remind everyone, you know, 931-243-5574. And you have to dial 931 to get anywhere anymore. Don't forget that. They just keep adding stuff to us. And I know that we really do appreciate the fact that we're able to do this, and we hope that you enjoy the birthday cake when you win one of them. And with that, I guess we'll kind of get ready to close this thing down today. We can shut the doors here, put everything back up, and we can tell everyone, hopefully they'll join us again this same time, same channel here this next week on WVFBFM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, we've got everything shut down, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you on air live and in living color here next week. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.